Now, I am delighted to welcome to the programme this morning from the Northside Partnership, the home visiting mentor, Caroline Craig. Good morning, Caroline, and welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Donny. How are you?
Tell me this, Caroline. I am most interested to know, what does a home visiting mentor do?
Well, I work for an organisation called Preparing for Life. So as a home visiting mentor with Preparing for Life, we work with families from pregnancy to school age. And we visit families in their home, usually, and obviously at the moment it's a little bit different, but we're hoping to get back into normal living. We visit families in their home, usually once a month, and we work through the programme, which is Preparing for Life with the family, which is, as I said, we work with families from pregnancy to school age. So the home visiting programme is a manualised programme. So we work through the programme from then right the way through up until the child is ready for school.
Because of technical difficulties, we should be also talking at the same time to Niamh O'Shaughnessy. But as I said, due to technical difficulties, we'll be chatting to Niamh following on from our chat this morning, Caroline. You mentioned there, and I think this is important because I know that a lot of people have availed of the Preparing for Life program, and I think it's very important that we stress to people this morning that despite the vagrancies and issues thrown up by COVID, that the program is continuing, albeit in a slightly different format. So maybe if you could tell us about that, Caroline, as well, because I think that's very important.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, we're definitely still continuing. And I suppose, as with every, as with most other organisations, the last year has been a little bit challenging, but we have found all ways we can around it. So instead of visiting homes at the moment, which is what we'd be used to doing, we can do our sessions over the phone, whether that's a phone call or a video call. And we're getting to the point now where we're able to go for a walk as a session or possibly a garden visit. So, yeah, we have tried to find all ways around the current situation at the moment. And actually, engagement has been fantastic. Like, all the families that would have been linked in with us already are very much still linked in with us. And in fact, we have taken on, I don't know the exact numbers, but we've taken on families since the pandemic has started as well. So it's been a little bit strange for us, but it seems to be working for the moment. We're very aware that we're missing out on a huge part of the interaction between parent and child, and but for the moment it's working, and we're dying to get back to normal as soon as possible.
And tell me this, Caroline, I suppose, to really drill down into it on a very technical issue. I know from my experience here of doing interviews with the Preparing for Life team that this isn't just a program that's constructed and ran on the hoof. There are continuing studies and all that going on in relation to it. So can you tell us about some of the, you know, the findings and the benefits that you see happening as a benefit of the Preparing for Life scheme? Because I know it's being monitored and I know it's being assessed.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So I suppose Preparing for Life has been around for 14 years now, and it was originally founded or created by Noel Kelly, who was a teacher in the school locally here in Darndale. And he would have seen children come into the classroom and start in school at 4 or 5, and they just weren't quite ready for school, so they couldn't sit in their seat for a long time. They couldn't hold a pencil properly or go to the toilet themselves or make friends very well. So he devised, with along with 26 or 28 other agencies in the area, devised the programme. And basically the need was that, you know, it's about getting the parents involved and working with the parents collaboratively to support them in supporting their children meet their full potential. So, as I said, it's been going for 14 years. We begin work with families when mom's pregnant. And we work through the program from the program is manualized, so we deliver the information via tip sheets. So this would have started back 14 years ago, and at the time, UCD would have conducted a study alongside the mentors that would have been working back then, and the findings were basically that it hugely improved children's ability and readiness for school. But it also did a lot more than that, and it reduced obesity rates, it improved cognitive ability. And as you say, the studies are continuously going on, and in 2019, UCD went back out into the field and caught up with the families that would have been in the original study and conducted more studies just to see, was there still an improvement in their abilities? And in fact, there was. So even though they would have had no contact with Preparing for Life since the children were 4 and 5, the children still had higher scores in their cognitive ability. So
yeah, and
exciting time for us.
I remember talking to one of the team there a couple of years ago now. God, you know, we don't find time passing by. And I think one of the major things that I found from that, and it was a very similar question that I asked them as I'm just after asking you, but one of the things that stuck with me from that chat was the fact that a lot of the children have benefited insofar as that their social skills are far more advanced and developed than children who didn't participate in the program.
Yes, absolutely. And that was one of the major findings of the original study, because, you know, we would work with families, excuse me, to discuss, you know, we would, and I suppose that's when you mentioned the benefits of the program is we very much, we don't tell parents what to do because we're not the experts on their child, they are. But we work with the families. We don't advise them on things, but we offer information. So we will sit with a family and we will talk about different ways that you can improve your child's social and emotional development. We will talk about different ways that you can promote your child's ability to share, or how emotional intelligence, how you can begin to instill that in your children from birth. So there's definitely a lot of benefits in terms of the social and emotional aspects. We work a lot with parents by, you know, helping them understand that what they're already doing is amazing, because, you know, simple things like, or what may seem like simple things like, you know, holding your baby and having mutual gaze with your baby face to face, and your baby, you know, becomes upset or distressed, and you, your facial expression changes to concern and care. Like that's the foundation of empathy, the foundation of emotional intelligence. So we would work with families from the beginning, to help improve that social and emotional aspect. Yeah.
And you know, for people, two questions. I'm going to roll them into one here for you, Caroline, to make life easy. How do people get on to the program? And once on it, then, how many times will they be interacting with the home visiting person?
Okay, so basically anybody who is pregnant and within our catchment area is able to avail of the program. So there's no other restrictions. Literally, mom.
There's no such thing as means testing, or you have to be in other programs or anything like that. This is if you're pregnant.
Universal.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, universal to everybody within our catchment area. So if you like, I can list you off the catchment area if that would be useful.
It most certainly would, Caroline.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll go for it. We're looking at Belcamp, Belmain, Bonnybrook, Adair, Bunratty, Ferrycarrig, Glynn, Greencastle, Clongriffin, Darndale, Edenmore, Kilbarrick, Kilmore West, Ballyshannon, Castle Diamond, Crome Castle, Dundaniel, Kilbarrick, Trim Road, mostly Friarswood. And I definitely remembered all them. I didn't read them off, I swear. So that's our catchment area. And in terms of contact with the mentor, so So when we first start working with the family, we might have sessions. We might have a session every 2 weeks at the beginning if mom's pregnant. And then it will eventually be a monthly session with your home visiting mentor. But we're available to contact if parents have any concerns or issues or questions. You know, we're really open to them coming to us in between visits. That's absolutely expected as well.
And tell me, I hear a lot of talk in our chat this morning about mums. Where does Dad fit into the picture, or is he not part of the equation at all?
Oh, he's absolutely part of the equation. If Dad, we're really, really pushing Dad's involvement where possible. So we you know, when we start working with families, we can arrange evening visits if Dad's working full time. Even when Mum goes back to work, we're quite flexible with our timings. But we would love Dads to be more involved, and they are slowly becoming more involved, which is great. Particularly over the past year with the pandemic and that, we have offered Dads only parenting classes, and we're currently running a Dads only baby massage class, which is going really, really well. And again, that's over Zoom at the moment. But we're hoping to be back in real life as soon as we can. But definitely we encourage Dads to be involved where possible. Because, you know, when it comes to parenting the babies, they're both parenting the baby and the child. You know, if both parents are on the same page, it can just be very beneficial for everyone involved, really.
And I suppose most importantly, Caroline, where do people go to sign up? And how do people find out more about it?
Okay, so we have a website, preparingforlife.ie, and we have a email address if anybody wants to ask any questions, which is pfl.info@nspartnership, so short for Northside Partnership, .ie, or the telephone number is 01-877-1509. And we are open and free to new families coming on board at the moment, because you know, we would love to get some new families on board. So definitely fly us an email or give us a call, and we'd love to hear from any new families.
That is brilliant, Caroline. And just so that the people will know, this, along with all our other interviews, are podcast here on the Near FM website on the Listen Again. Part of Near FM. So if you missed those contact details, you'll be able to get them back on the Listen Again service. They'll be up there hopefully later on this afternoon. Caroline Cray from the Preparing for Life team up at the Northside Partnership. Caroline, to you and all the team and everybody up there, number one, thank you so much, obviously, for joining me this morning. And a huge thanks to Sarah Clahasy, as always, for setting these up. I will be talking shortly to Niamh O'Shaughnessy, who is a mother who has benefited from the Preparing for Life programme. But in the meantime, as I said, Caroline, to thank you, your team and everybody in the Northside Partnership for the absolutely terrific work you're doing for the entire community. Caroline, it was lovely to talk to you, and thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Emil Downey. You're very good. Speak to you soon.